Anyway, the first order of business this evening, as we celebrate this Mass of Anticipation, as the Saturday evening Mass is known, the Vigil Mass, in anticipation of tomorrow, Happy Mother's Day to all you moms. And I mean that from my heart, as I say the same thing to my dear mom. I'm sure I trust is in heaven if she's done with her purgation, reunited to my dad in the presence of God the Father, Jesus, his Son, our Lord and Redeemer, and our Holy Mother, Mary. So the ultimate woman is mother. And I shouldn't say the ultimate woman, she is the ultimate woman, but the ultimate disciple is mother, Mary. And so I say to you from my heart, Happy Mother's Day to all of you. What a perfect gospel reading for Mother's Day. Who loves like a mom? Who can? With all deference to the dads out there, who can love like a mom? Love one another as I love you. Isn't that the nature of mom's love? Sacrificial? It is. And we look to the cross and we see that in motherly and fatherly love. But in order for us to really understand what he is saying, we have to understand love itself. Before we can even envision what that's to look like, we have to understand love. And love is not a something. Love is a somebody. God. We see that in our first or our second reading from the first letter of St. John. God, it says that love is of God. But why? Because he goes on to say, God is love. And so everything God does comes from who he is. And so God is love, and from that, he creates, he redeems, and he sanctifies. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sanctifier. But that's not who they are. Because all of those identities, if you will, all of those titles rely on something, and that's creation. But God precedes creation from all eternity. So God has to have a deeper identity, and that is Father. Because he is fathering from all eternity, he who is uncreated, the Son. And if he's Father, he has to have mother. He has to nurture us with a mother, and that he gives us in the church, imaged in Mary. And so, as St. John Paul II said at a homily in Mexico at one of the major seminaries there, he said, I'll share it with you because I can't remember it off the top of my head. He said, God in his deepest mystery is not a solitude, but a family. Think about that. God in his deepest mystery is not a solitude. He's not this singular entity somewhere out there by himself and was bored and maybe a little bit lonely and decided to create all of us to give him some companionship, much like we get a stuffed teddy bear or something. Rather, God in his deepest mystery is not that, but he is a family. And so his work, all of his work is familial. Not familiar, it is familial. And so God, now he revealed himself to us as Father, as Son, in the male gender. But God himself, as such, doesn't admit of gender. He is pure spirit. And so all of his work has either paternal or maternal nature to it. He has paternal work in his creation as he built the universe and continues to do so. But he has that maternal work through the work of the church in feeding, in nurturing, in healing, and in presence. So all work is godly because all this work is of love. And we are made in His image and likeness. What did God do at the very end of His creation account? He established family. Why? Because we are made in His image and likeness, and God is a family. And so He created us in His image and likeness, male and female. He created them, and He created family. And so it is with God's creation, us. Motherhood is something that has, certainly in our lifetimes, been reduced down to a secondary cause, if you will. And it's important that we as Catholics, the Catholic Church, and we priests and our bishops to whom we are united, that we lift up motherhood as being the ultimate vocation. Need I say more as I point to Our Lady? But unfortunately, that hasn't happened. In our lifetimes, it has been put aside and almost forgotten in a lot of ways. I was in a group of people, group of high school students, several years ago. And there were three of the senior girls who were talking about their upcoming graduation. And they said, well, one of them said, I don't really think I want to go to college. I think I'd really like just be a mother and a wife. And the other two that were having that conversation responded the same way. They said, yeah, me too. I really would. And I wasn't a part of the conversation, but I was 6-7 feet away, and I couldn't help but overhear it. And I said, girls, I said, I'm not eavesdropping, but I couldn't help but hear a conversation. I said, can I ask you something? I said, how many years have you guys been in, they were in Catholic school. How many years have been Catholic school? They said, 12. They've been there all the way through. I said, can I ask you something? Has anybody ever suggested to you that that's a legitimate option for you? And they said, no, Father, never. That was a sad statement. No, Father, never. Catholic school. Not once could any of those girls remember a time where their teachers, their guidance counselors, or anybody in this Catholic world suggested that motherhood is a viable option for their future. And it's not just in the Catholic milieu. But see, if we don't speak up, if we don't tell our kids, hey, what did God create you for? Who's going to? It certainly isn't going to be the secular world. Remember in 2012, if you remember, Mitt Romney was running against Barack Obama. And I was watching the news, and there was an interview with a woman about one of the campaign ideas that Mitt Romney was running, and they were holding up Mitt Romney's wife as an identity, if you will, of family, and that she had never gone out into the workforce, but that she was a stay-at-home mom. And this commentator said in this interview with quite intense vitriol That woman's never worked a day in her life. She doesn't know what work is. Oh, really? But you get my point? There's a whole secular mindset out there that somehow thinks that motherhood is secondary, or it's something less of a job. Now, what I'm not saying here, and I want this to be very, very clear, I'm not suggesting for a second that a woman can't have a career. I'm not saying that at all. But what I am saying is that we have to allow women to explore all options in life, including being a mom and a wife, and not denigrating it as somehow some sort of lazy woman's way out. Moms, how lazy can you be raising kids? No, we celebrate Mother's Day because it is a divinely blessed vocation. A mom brings forth life to the world, manifesting the love of husband and wife. And that child and those children are images of the love that the two share, and the two become one, and sometimes it becomes so one that every now and again, 9 months later, you got to give it a name. And that love of husband and wife raises children. And there, because of the love they pour out on their children, they send them out to the world as a visible sign, each and every one. Mothers feed. I mentioned that last week in the First Communion homily. Moms feed. But they don't just feed us with the food to get us from hour to hour, day to day. They feed us with the maternal love that only they can give. And moms heal. I remember one day as I was leaving for school, on my pedal bike, had a backpack on my back. I went to pop a wheelie as I got out of the yard, and the weight pulled me over, and the road was under construction, and I tore through my pants legs and threw into my knees. And I got up, and who did I look for but my mom, and there she was standing on the porch. And I don't know who ran faster, one to the other, her or me. But all I knew is at the end of that journey, there was the embracing arms of my mom. Whether it's through natural birth, whether it's through adoption, or whether it's that spiritual motherhood of every single mother, married or not, that brings life and nourishes life. We thank you, moms. We thank you for, like Mary, your yes.